Okay, today is Daf Kuf Tes 109. We're going to go back to Kuf Chesamad Bay, second to bottom line, because we're going to go down a little more depth. It's a short, easy Daf today, very easy, very short. Here we go. Fourth line from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan. Hakol chayavim ba'arva chos b'kosos halalu. Everybody is chayav in four cups of wine. Echad anashim, vechad nashim, vechad tinokos. Men, women, and children. Are children chayav in four cups of wine? What? Chinuch, you want to say? So Rashbam says, Shigam heim nigalu. They were also redeemed. They also let out. Right? Amr Bihuda, v'chimat tuelf, yesh b'zinat l'hidolos b'yayim. What are you giving wine to kids for? So what are they arguing about? Tanakhama says, give the kids wine. And the Rizzi says, no, what are you giving the wine for? The kids. So, according to the Tanakhama, right? According to the Tanakhama, even though it's true that they were redeemed, at the end of the day, they're not chayiv in mitzvos. So you want to answer what Mr. Shepherd? Chinuch. That's the answer. The answer is chinuch. So why does Rabbi Huda say there's no chinuch? Why does Rabbi Huda say there's no chinuch? Chinuch. Right? So why not? Says Rabbi Huda, listen to this. This is a knock on grape juice. Says Rabbi Huda, there's no chinuch if the mitzvah is not going to be done completely, completeless. He's like an 8-year-old kid. You tell him to drink Dalet Kosos. He understands it. He understands Dalet Kosos 100%. Is he misameach with Yayin? No. It's not. Kids don't like wine. Not misameach. The impact of the mitzvah is not felt. There's no chinuch, says Rabbi Huda. Therefore, what are you giving him wine for? Matzah? Everyone can eat matzah. Maror? Everyone can eat maror. Karm Pesach? Even kids can eat it. Yayin? Really, Yayin? Kids and Yayin have nothing to do with each other. And therefore, says Rabbi Huda, if they're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, b'shlimusa, there's no chinuch. Unbelievable fart. Unbelievable. No chinuch. No chinuch. Take a 10-year-old kid and go drink that wine. Drink the wine? Now, grape juice is not good wine. Grape juice is like drink. Who doesn't love grape juice? You see, from here, it's not the mufchar. I'm not saying it's not yotze. You're yotze 100%. It's not mufchar. How do you see? Because when it comes to kids, to tell the why the gemara say, well, let them drink grape juice. No, because the point is that a yayin has an element that grape juice doesn't have. It's misameach in a certain kind of way, which kids cannot appreciate yet. They're too young, and therefore there's no chinuch. Such unbelievable fart. Ella rather says the gemara. That was what was said by the Rebbeinu David. Ella, rather, mechalkin lohen, you give them kloyos, nuts, there goes him, kloyos are not nuts, kloyos are wheat grain that's been roasted or something, or there goes in or nuts, be'erev Pesach, on Erev Pesach, kidei shelo yishanu, so they shouldn't fall asleep, keep them busy, v'yishalu, and they'll ask questions about the Seder, which will spark the discussion about Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? And today, people have come with all different kinds of inventions, all different tricks to get the kids not to fall asleep and to get them excited, right? Which is all good. It's very good. It's mamish living this Gemara. I don't think kids get excited today with walnuts. I don't know about that. But in the 21st century, you do whatever's going to get them excited. Okay. Amru Lav Rabbi Akiva. They said about Rabbi Akiva, it's a difficult Gemara here, This is not so crazy. That he would give nuts and wheat kernels to the kids in Erev Pesach. Kadesh lo yishar, she shouldn't fall asleep. V'yishalu, and they'll ask the manashtana, and they'll be excited and interested in the Seder. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, chotvin matzos b'leil epsachim. You grab the matzos on Pesach night. B'shil tinokos shlo yishanu. So in order that the kids shouldn't fall asleep. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says, what do you mean, that you grab the matzah? So many say, this is the makar for stealing the afikomen, because you grab the matzah. So many say. But it's probably not the makar. Probably not. We don't really know what the makar is for that. Although I did read something this week in the Haggadah, which I thought was fascinating. I'll say it in a minute. Chotz and matzah. What is about chotz and matzah? What does it mean? Pasha pshat. So Rashbam says, magbiin es ha-kaira. You lift up the kaira. You lift up the plate. B'shul tinokot shishlu. Because, like, Daddy, you don't do that any other night. Why are you doing it tonight? Why are you lifting up the plate? And by the way, what's on that plate anyway? Some strange things I've ever seen. That's what it means. You get them to get interested. This the mafarshi chodvin matzah lochlin maher. Others say means eat the matzah fast. Eat the matzah quickly. Shnei l'shalos alon perish rabbeinu. I have two. These are two pshatim I heard from my rabbeim. V'yesh garsin mitzvos. Others say chodvin mitzvos. Grab the mitzvos, not matzos. The mitzvos. What does that mean? Magbin es hakara. He lifts up the plate. Shiyeshba matzah moror beis tavshilin. Right, he lifts up the plate. There's all these other funny things on it. And kids are, what's all those funny things in that plate? And then it starts the discussion. Felinira, I think chotvin mesaltnas alechem miyad mitiatinokos. You take the matzah out of the hands of the kids. Right, we grab it out. Shalo yir yushenim mitoch mayachal harbe. They shouldn't eat a lot. They shouldn't fall asleep and get tired from overeating. K'derech hatinok achachiloso. Right, if the kids are behave that way, they eat, they fall asleep. V'shuv lo yishalu. Not gonna have to eat anymore. Another pshat, what it means? You grab the matzah away. Aval achshav now kishechotvin mehem lo yishanu. Now you get the matzah away, and they can't finish eating, they're not going to be so full, they're not going to fall asleep. The yishalu, they're going to ask. Klomar, lo yishanu, they shouldn't fall asleep, kadei shalo achlu kadei sivan. They're not going to eat, they're not going to be full. But they're not really full. The yishalu, they're going to ask questions, kishiyu hashinuyim, shanu osim, hakeru litinokos. They're going to see all the different things that we're doing tonight, we're doing it for them. Right? Kidlakamon, Fachin Muchak Lashon Tosefta, Titania, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Chodvin Matzvah Latinok, Chodvin Matzvah Latinok, you grab the matzah away, Kadeshalo Yishan shouldn't fall asleep. Rabbi Huda Omer, Mishmo, Afilo Achal Ella, Chazeres Achas, even if you only ate one Chazeres, one lettuce or something, Velotibel Ella Parperes Achas, Chodvin Matzvah Latinok, Kadeshalo Yishan. Fine. Klomar, Gozlin. That comes from the word steal. Like to steal. To steal the matzah away from them. Not, they don't steal it from you. Steal the matzah away so that they shouldn't fall asleep and they should ask questions. So, have a Haggadah at home from the, written by, came out last year. But last year there was COVID. There was nothing open. So it's really like new, brand new Haggadah written by the brother of Rav Meilach Biederman. And he says in there the following thing. He says, his name is Yosef Chaim. Chaim Yosef, one of them. And he says that There's a Gemara that says they shouldn't live in a town that doesn't have any dogs. There's a Gemara that says that. What? Dogs. Shouldn't live in a town that has no dogs. Why? Because when the robbers come, the dogs bark. So it's like a security. Don't live in a town that doesn't have police. Don't live in a town that doesn't have dogs. On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were no dogs. No dogs, they barked. So we pretend we're Ganovim to highlight the fact that it was a shevach that Hashem made the dogs didn't bark. Like we're in a town without dogs. And therefore, to mimic that, we make it like a little bit like we're a little bit. That would be amazing vart. It's an amazing vart, no? Okay. Anyway, Tanya, where are we up to? Yeah, this is a little bit of a hard vart. Nothing to do with pay. Amru love out Rabbi Akiva. They said about Rabbi Akiva, Miyamav, he never told anybody, it's time to go home. Time to go home. Stop. Leave the Beis HaMedrash. Go home. He never said that. Chutz except for Erev Pesachim, the Erev Yom HaKippurim. Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, he said that. Now, on Yom Kippur, he didn't say it. On Pesach, he didn't say it. Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, he did it. B'shvil Tinokos, for the kids, Kidei Shlo Yishanu, that they shouldn't fall asleep. What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva would tell the guys, okay, go home, so your kids shouldn't fall asleep on Erev Pesach. So the Rashbam says, way down on the Chutzmei Erev Pesach, Kedei Sheyishanu Et HaTinokos Bayom, so the kids take a nap during the day, V'lo B'layla B'Shas Haggadah. And they shouldn't fall asleep at night during the Haggadah. So why do you have to go home for that?
You got to start the
Seder early. No, you can't start the Seder early. Why are you going home? Why do you have to do that? Right. Inami, that's the first pshat of the Rashbam, it's difficult. Inami, or he says, Kishima Akvin Ad Laila, if you schlep around and hang around till the night, till in yeshiva, Lacha Shehichshech, Yishenim HaTinogos. The kids will fall asleep. So it's not a night. It's not a night to be late in the Beis Medrash. Go home. Go home with enough time so you start the Seder on time, and the kids are still awake. Okay. Fine. In the Erev Yom Kippurim, Kadesh Shiachilu Es Bnei'em. So, why did it say Yachilu Es Bnei'em? What about Yachilu yourself? So it's also difficult. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, we looked at a Braisa. Chayiv Adam L'smoach Banav U'bnei Beiso Beregel. A person has an obligation to make his family, his Banav, his children, U'bnei Beiso and his household, happy Beregel, on the Beregel. Shenemar, like it says, V'samachta B'chagecha. V'samachta, you should be happy, B'chagecha, on the Adav. Bameh Misamcham, with what are you happy? B'yayin, with wine. Good wine, it's very good, people like that, it's very enjoyable. Rashi, the Tosfa says, Hainu Bizman Azeh. That's Bizman Azeh. Avo Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Ein Simcha Ela B'basar. The Beis HaMikdash, it was Basar of Karbanos. Right? Nowadays, we don't have Karbanos, so is it regular meat? Says the Gemara, no, it's wine. Right? Wine. We'll get to meat in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anashim B'Roi Elohem. What do you mean wine? What if I don't like wine? Anashim B'Roi Elohem, men, whatever they like. Nashim B'Roi Elohem, women, whatever they like. Anashim B'Roi Elohem, B'Yayin. Most men enjoy wine. Obviously, it's not every rule. Most men enjoy wine. Nashim B'Mai, what do most women enjoy? What do most women enjoy? Again, exception to every rule. What do most women enjoy? Tani Rabbi Yosef, B'Bavel, B'Big Day Tzivonin. In Bavel, it was different kind of clothing, colored clothing. B'Eretz Yisrael, B'Big Day Pishlin B'Guhatzin. And B'Eretz Yisrael, different kind of clothing. That was the minute, whatever they wore. So, clothing. Men like wine, women like clothing. Tanya, Yehuda Ben B'Seira Omer, B'Zman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ein Simcha El B'Basar. Right, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Ein Simcha El B'Basar, means karbanos. Doesn't mean chicken or your wife made a cooking in the kitchen. It means karbanos. Shenemar v'zavachta shlamim v'yachalta sham v'samachta l'fnei Hashem alokecha. Okay, Tosfos like, what kind of pasuk is that? That pasuk is by the Har Grizim and Har Evil. Tosfos, why we bring a pasuk like that? Why don't we just bring a pasuk that v'samachta b'chagecha? Right, what kind of pasuk is this? Funny pasuk. Right? V'savachta shlamim v'achalta sham v'smachta l'fnei Hashem alokecha. The answer is, this is the only pasuk that has all three elements. It has zevach, carbon, eating, and simcha, and yontif and simcha. It has all three. V'samachta b'chagecha doesn't say anything about meat. Just v'samachta b'chagecha. Doesn't say anything about basar. Doesn't say anything about karbanos. This pasuk says karbanos. Right, look at Tosef. It says, the Tosef is v'savachta. Tema, the high krab har evil ksiv. This pasuk is by har evil. V'lo ma'isi krav v'samachta b'chagecha. We don't want to bring the pasuk of v'samachta b'chagecha d'sharshina minei b'chagiga. Lo arvus kol minei simchas l'simcha mikan amri Yisrael yotzi yidei chavasan b'dvarim u'nedavos. You can bring any kind of kabbonos you want. Any kind of kabbonos you want. Nedar, nedavos. V'yesh lomar mishon dahacha behed yiksiv v'samachta shlam v'samachta. Because this pasuk has all, it says everything. It says straight out. V'samachta shlam v'samachta. Fine. Now, v'achshav, controversial line coming up. V'achshav and now, she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. There is no Beis HaMikdash. Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. Only Simcha with wine. Shenemar V'Yayin L'Samach L'Vav Enosh. Right? Yayin L'Samach L'Vav Enosh. Yayin makes happy a sad heart. So Yayin's the main ingredient. Everyone who doesn't like wine. And therefore, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. What about, people have heard, said around, you know, people have heard, there's a schiv of a suda to have your basar. Where'd that come from? That comes from a Tosvos in Moed Cotton, who says that simcha bizman hazeh, since there's no karbanos today, that simcha with meat bizman hazeh is a derabanan. Right? However, the Rambam says, according to the Rambam, that midda oraisa, listen to this line, midda oraisa, hamitzvah l'smoach b'chol davar hamisameach. Whatever you enjoy. It's no rule, it's whatever you enjoy. V'lo amru ein zimcha ela b'basar shlamim, ela l'mitzvah min ha-muvchor. Yeah, mitzvah ha-muvchor, to enjoy the kabanos. Ulam, kishein simcha b'shalmei simcha, if you don't enjoy, you don't have, efshar l'kayim es ha-mitzvah simcha b'chol davar hamisameach. You can eat whatever you want. which is why people sometimes even eat milchiks, because they enjoy it. Now, according to some, that's disfavored. According to many, that's lechatchila too. No one says it's usher, but that's the discussion about that, which is not really in the staff, but it comes up intangentially. That's a whole discussion in itself, and you have a whole shir on that, on the basar and the yayin and the karbanos and bisman hazeh and all that. Okay. Okay. Now we're going to get to the Gemara that we did in Rabbi gave a shir like 2 weeks ago about the shir of a revius of wine. It's a super complicated Gemara. It's coming up right now, and here we go. Amar Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, "Kasta de Muriasa, a cup of Muriasa, which is like some kind of brine, to have it Tzipori, that was in Tzipori, that cup, it was the same size for everybody. Havi who kamin luga de Makacha, that was one lug, that size was a lug. Uba Meshair and Revius Shal Pesach. And with that, we can figure out a Revius, because Revius is a quarter of a lug. So whatever a lug is, a quarter of that is a Revius. So that cup that they had in Tzipori, they used to measure out, that was a lug. And if I know that that's a lug, I'll know what a revius of a lug is. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Tinaisa kadmaisa the havi b'tiveria. There was some kind of measurement that they had in Tiveria. Havi yisera al da revia. It was bigger than the one we have now. It was bigger than the one we have now. Ubam Mishai and Revius Shal Pesach. And with that cup, also a different kind of cup, we're able to know exactly what the measurement was of a Revius. Here's the complicated line. Amr of Chista. Rav Chista said, Revius Shal Torah, the Revius of the Torah is Etzba'ayim al Etzba'ayim, 2 fingers by 2 fingers, Birum Etzba'ayim, so 2 fingers by 2 fingers by 2 fingers high, right? The chatzi etzpa, and plus another half a finger, the chomesh etzpa, and plus another fifth of a finger. So it's a half plus a fifth, whatever a half plus a fifth equals. It's 2 by 2 by 2, plus a half plus a fifth of a fingers. Okay? Now, how big is that? Well, what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna figure out how many sah. A sah is a liquid measure. A mikvah has 40 sah. Well, how big is a sa? So we're going to figure out how big a sa is. Right? Here we go. Kidatanya. We have a braisa that says like this. Farachatz b'mayim is called besaro. When you go to the mikvah, you can't have any part of your body sticking out of the mikvah. We all know that. It's called besaro. Your whole body has to be in the mikvah. Sholi yadar v'chotzeitz bein besaro l'mayim. Right? You can't have any chatzitzas. You can't go to the mikvah wearing clothing. Right? You have to be completely unclothed, so there's no chatzitza between you and the water. Bamayim, it says bamayim, b'me mikvah, with a mikvah. Eskol b'saro, what does it mean, eskol b'saro? Your whole body. Mayim shekol gufo olbed. Water which completely surrounds you. Right? So which means you go into the mikvah. What's the minimum shear that you can go into a mikvah and have the water, a regular person, right, not some giant, and not some small, tiny person, or not a child, a regular person. So the Gemara, v'kamahein, how much is that? Amma al amma. It's an 1 amma by 1 amma. Birom shlosh amos. 1 amma by 1 amma, 3 ammas tall. You, most people, average person, can fit into a mikvah that's 1 by 1 amma, that's 3 ammas tall. Okay? Now, the shear ruchachamim shear me mikvah arbaim sa. And the shear of a mikvah is 40 sa. So, if you figure out how many tvachim are in an amma, and the answer is 6. So, in 3 ammas tall, in 3 ammas of tallness, there are, and it's 1 amma square. It's 1 amma by 1 amma, 3 ammas tall. In that space of 3 ammas tall, by 1 amma by 1 amma, we fit 40 sa. So that means, and now there are 18 tvachim in 3 ammas. Right? There are 4 fingers in every tefach. We know that. There are four fingers in every tefach. So, if we convert sa into reviuses of lug, right, if we convert that conversion, then we convert fingers into sa, it comes out that the amount of fingers that's in a revius is 2 by 2 by the half by the fifth. Okay, all the conversion we're doing. We're taking three sa, three amos tall, converting it into sa, because it's 40 sa. So now we know the ratio between amos and sa. Once we know the ratio between amos and sa, we can figure out the ratio between etzpas and sa. Because etzpas is just a small, like, it's like inches and feet. Once we know how many feet are in here, we can tell you how many inches are in here. Because if etzpas are just a smaller measurement of an amo. There's tvachim and then there's etzpas. Once we know that, and how many etzpas are in the atefach? How many etzpas are in the amma? How many etzpas are in a sa? We then can figure out that, how many sa translates into revises of lug. We could do that. There's a gigantic Rashbam here doing all that. And the bottom line is, it's 2 by 2 by a half by another fifth. How many ounces is that? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas achronim. It's anywhere between like 3 and 5, and 2.9 I think is the lowest shear. Five and change is the highest shear. You have a cup of five point something ounces. You yotzi every machmir, every machmirim, how big a revius is, and that is the optimum size for a kos for all things that have to revius, which is kiddush and avdala and dala kosos. Now, when it comes to kiddush, we learned later last week. We learned that you don't have to drink. You only have to drink male lugmav. And it doesn't even have to be you. You can divide it up among all the people around you. So you can drink a very small amount. When it comes to the Seder, there's a lechatchila to drink, there's the big lechatchila to drink the whole cup. So if you want to do that, that's fine. If you're afraid it's going to be too much wine, then get a small cup. 6 ounce cup is for sure enough for everything. The biggest machmer is 6 ounces, you're for sure safe. And if you can't drink the whole cup, drink rove of it. Right? That's, I think the shear is at least rove of the cup, which is 3.1 ounces is the minimum shear on the maximum size. You know, you're safe. If you can drink the whole cup, it's a better thing to do. Okay, you can't divide up among all the people by the dollar costs. You can't do that. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Ashi, Amali Ravin Bar Chinina. 1 second. So we just said that the size of a mikvah is 1 by 1 by 3. So says Rav Ashi, 1 second. Shulchan shel mikdash, the shulchan of the mikdash of the Beis Hamikdash must have been, you can't take it apart. Prakim shall have it. Shall prakim have it? It must be you were able to take it apart. Why must it be? Di sal gadaitach hedanki have mahadek. If you want to tell me that it was not able to be taken apart, it was. So then amsa ba amsa hechimatle. How could you ever be toivel the shulchan in the mikvah? In the Rashbam says we're talking about the mikvah in the Beis Hamikdash. There was a mikvah. If the mikvah is 1 by 1 by 3, how could you fit a 1 amma kli into a 1 amma mikvah? It doesn't fit. How are you getting the shulchan into the mikvah? Exactly. So Tosus asked that question, and Tosus not here. He asked in Yuma. In other words, some tummy person touched the shulchan, you got to toivel it. How can you fit a 1 amma shulchan into a 1 amma mikvah? It doesn't fit. So Tosfos says, get a bigger mikvah. So Tosfos answers, if you like this answer, the Rivash answers, they didn't want to make a bigger mikvah because they didn't want to waste space in the Azara, or wherever the mikvahs were in the Beis HaMikdash grounds, they didn't want to make them bigger. Because they needed space for other things, and a massive mikvah in the middle of the Azara, they didn't want to do it. So therefore, they kept the mishir of the mikvah, how you tarifling the shulchan. Okay, that's what the Rivash answers. They didn't want to make the mikvahs bigger, because they didn't want to waste space. So how you tarifling the shulchan? You got to take it out of the ground, you got to take it down the block, someone's mikvah, how are you doing it? So the Gemara says, no, my kasha, what's the big deal? Dilma biyam she'asa Shlomo, maybe it was in that big yam that Shlomo HaMelech made, which I don't know if it was in the second base of Mikdash, but whatever. Havimat belay, you could use that one. The Tony, because it was a mitzvah. It was this massive pool right? How big was it? It was 10 amos by... It was 10 amos in circumference or something. The Tanya Reb Chiya Yamshel also Shlomo Machzik Me'evachamisha Mikvah Tahara. You could fit 150 mikvahs in there. So it was 150 small mikvahs. 150 of them, so it was for sure big enough to put the Shulchan, and you could fit the Shulchan in. So it doesn't have to be necessarily true that the Shulchan was able to be taken apart. It could be not. Put in that mikvah. That's all. What happened in the second mikvah? I don't know if there was a Yamshel Shlomo. I don't know. They would figure something out. Okay. Then we said that the Mishnah said everybody has to have Dalet Kozos. Okay? We are about to embark on 3 days, 2 days for sure, tomorrow not so much, 3 days of very, 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 Friday especially, very obscure Agadah to Gemara. Friday's daf, I must tell you, we're going to make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah before the daf, and that's all we're going to do. Because it's very, very, very esoteric, very hard to get any understanding of it. It's just literally reading words. Anyway, it starts with this Gemara. Because this Gemara says that everyone has to have Dalet Kozos. So wait a minute. Heichi mitakne rabbanon midi de'asu bo l'dei sakana. How could the Chachamim do something, make a takana? Again, the Torah never said to wear, to drink Dalet Kozos. The Torah never said that. The Rabbanon made it up. How could the Rabbanon make up a halacha that's going to cause sakana? What's the sakana? The sakana is, and the Gemara is introduced now, something called zugos. You don't do things in pairs. So how can the Gemara say to eat, drink 4 cups of wine? It's 2 pairs of 2. It's an even number. How could that be? How could that be? So before we get to that, the everybody asks, well, what about Kiddush and benching? Which is 2 cups in the same meal. Why isn't that a problem? And everyone answers, that's not a problem, because it's one's at the beginning and one's at the end of the meal. The whole meal is a hefsek. It's not a problem. We're going to see tomorrow. If you drink a cup of wine and then go look out the street and then come back and drink another cup, it's okay. So there's one of the Amoraim. We drink a cup, then go to the street, then come back, go to the street. Like it was like breaking up his meal. Every time he walked to the window to look out the street, that's okay. We can see that tomorrow. So Kiddush and Havdalah is not a problem, right? Okay. Okay. That doesn't answer the question, because what about Dalet Kozos? Dalet Kozos also, one at the beginning, one at the end, one in the middle, one at the end, very end. It's also nothing to do with each other. The answer is Kiddush and benching are two different mitzvos. It's two different mitzvos. One's Kiddush, one that doesn't do with each other. You can make Kiddush and not bench. You can bench and not make Kiddush. Nothing to do with each other. Dalet Kozos are one inyan. So if it's one inyan, even though it's separated by the Suda, doesn't help. And therefore it's a problem. So what's the problem? Vatanya. Lo yochal adam trei. A person shouldn't eat 2 things. Lo yishta trei. Don't drink 2 things. Lo yikanech trei. Don't wipe 2 times. Lo yaset zrachav trei. Don't be with your wife 2 times. That we're going to refine that tomorrow. Why not? What's the issue? Why? It's a sakana. Where does this come from? Where does sakana come from? What? Zugos. Where'd that come from? Who made up this idea that it's something wrong with it? Right? So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's the story with zugos. Why? What's the reason? Is there a reason? So there are a few reasons. Rabbeinu Bechai says that Monday, which is the second day of the week, was the day that it was the first day that a live creature was created, because on Monday the Shadim were created, the Malachim were created, and people, live things, fight, so it's like a bad day. It's like a bad day. That's what, and therefore, 2 zugos, a bad thing. It's a bad thing, stay away from them. So the Rebbeinu Bechai says. The Marsha says something very similar, but he takes it all for all 6 days of creation. On the second day, it doesn't say Kitov, it's a bad day. On Wednesday, which is the next even day, day four, Wednesdays, it says that the Ma'oros are written without a Vav because it's a day of Klala. Because Ma'oros, the heavenly spheres, the heavenly bodies, it's without a Vav, it's a day of Klala. So the fourth is also no good. And on the sixth day, Hashem cursed man and cursed the earth, where he sinned. So all the even days are all bad days. Even numbers are bad things. Don't eat, don't drink two cups of wine, don't be with your wife two times, don't go to the bathroom two times, all these things, bad things. That's what the Rebbe Chai says. Now, it's difficult. Rav Tzadik says an unbelievable verse. Rav Tzadik says, because there's only one Hashem. The minute you introduce number two, right away, it's a detraction from Hashem, who's only one. So two, by definition, is bad. What do you think of that answer? And the concept of two is not a good thing, and therefore zugos are a stay away from them. That means there was just two leaders, you mean? How far do you take this idea of zugos? We have two arms. What? It was set up that way. If two ate him, right. Yeah. I don't know. Because they fought. Because they fought? Right.
So, Machlokas is one thing. Yaakov had two wives. It was a problem. But Sakama, that's a bigger thing, you know.
So we don't understand this.
Right.
As far as I know, I don't think anybody's mocked on this today. There are people? Yeah? Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, interesting. What? That's what you said? You don't give $2 to tzedakah because of this? You don't give things in even numbers.
Okay, so.
I mean, Shalach Manos is two things, right? I don't know.
It's like Gans and Netanyahu. It's going to work out well. Shalach Manos is not.
One thing, two times.
Aha, interesting. Right. One thing, two times.
If your kid wants to knegle in the soup, you say, no, it's a second.
Right, it's a second. That to tell your wife, no, don't make that, it's a sakana. I'm not eating that, it's a sakana. Right. Right, how far do you take this? I don't know. Anyway, says the Gemara, it's not a problem. Amar of Nachman, Amar Kra. Lel Shimurim. Pesach night is Lel Shimurim. Lel HaMashumu Baman HaMazikin. Pesach night is there's no issue. In other words, you're right, normally it's a big problem. Pesach night is not a problem. Pesach night is not a problem, it's an exception. Why? Lel Shemur, you're watched. Hashem's watching. Rava Amar, Kos Shel Bracha Mitzdarif L'Tova, Ve'eno Mitzdarif L'Ra. What that means is, not sure what that means exactly, the Kos Shel Bracha, which means that whatever the Kos Shel Bracha is, it's Mitzdarif L'Tova, Ve'eno Mitzdarif L'Ra. Meaning, you're always going to have an odd number. Because, let's say the Kos Shel Bracha is, let's say, benching. Benching is Kos number three. So you have number three, and it's not mitzdarif to number four. So you have three, and then one. So it's not zugos. The Rava says. How do you pull that off?
Because you can say the same as the Kiddush camp as well. That's
right. Ravina Amar, Ravina gives another answer. Arba kosi tikni rabbanon, derech cheros. Arba kosos were mesakein derech cheros. Right, it's a sign of freedom. Wine is royalty, it's all those good things. Right? Kol chad v'chad mitzvah v'apei nafshehu. Everyone's its own mitzvah. Which is why we make a bracha on every single one of them. It's its own mitzvah. What kind of zugos issue? No issue. Right? We gave three answers. First answer was, don't worry about it, Hashem's watching you. Second answer was, no, the kosher bracha only is mitzvah v'tov, it's only three. Third answer is, everyone's its own bracha. It's its own mitzvah. Similar to Kiddush and benching. What? That what?
Like a Mishnah would be an obvious problem.
It's two breads. It's good question. Right? And the Rashash says, you see from here, we always have this question. Let's say you only have a half a kezayis of matzah. It's all you have. So should you eat it? You have to eat a kezayis. What if I only have a half a kezayis? So do I get half a mitzvah? Or it's nothing? That's a debate. That's a discussion. Says the Rishash, but there's no question. If you only have three cups, drink three cups. Each one's its own mitzvah. There's no question about that. No question about that. By Matan, there's a question. I only have hadassim. That's all I have. I don't have a lulav. I have one cup. So do I shake hadassim? That's a discussion. But there's no question now that if all I have is three cups or two cups or one cup, drink it. Each one's its own mitzvah. Right? So this gemara that we don't understand about zugos has a halachic ramification. It's all you have. It's only the one you have. That's fine. So it's all you have. You're going to get a mitzvah for it. Why? Each one's its own mitzvah.
That's why it's okay to have tefillin in Paris.
Well, Torah said so. Right? Torah said wear two tefillin. Right? So it's hard to argue on the Torah. It's hard to outfirm the Torah. So I'm not going to do that in Sakana. They can't say that. Right? Like Lecha Mishnah. Torah says have Lecha Mishnah. It's halacha. You know, I'm not going to do that in zugos. You can't say that. So when do we say it? When don't we say it? I don't know. It's not so simple. But we'll stop here. That ends the Gemara over here about this. We didn't end the Gemara at all about zugos. Just this point. We'll stop here on the top line. Now the Gemara is going to go into all the other things about zugos. Tomorrow goes on to shift into more, very, very unusual things that don't really come up. Hard agadata. And we'll take it from there. Everybody have a very good day.